MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, August 1, 2023, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. Sunny today, temperatures in the mid-70s, high tide Gloucester Harbor 11:30 a.m. and 11:41 p.m. According to Christian Wade, Salem News Statehouse reporter, the Massachusetts Division of Marine Fisheries has rolled out new regulations for the state's horseshoe crab fishery that includes the first-ever biomedical harvest quota. Under the regulations, the biomedical catch quota would be set at 200,000 horseshoe crabs annually and will be divided evenly among the handful of Massachusetts companies that process their blood for biomedical research and drug development. The Massachusetts FY24 budget was finally passed by the legislature on Monday after a delay of over a month, but State Senate Minority Leader Bruce Tarr explains that the legislature's involvement with the budget may not be over.
In Massachusetts, the governor has a line item veto, and so she'll have 10 days from when the budget arrives on her desk to consider every single item in the budget, and she'll have a number of options, but it's certainly not the end of the process, and much more than a cursory review that gets undertaken by the governor's office. So right now we are at the enactment stage with the budget, with both the House and the Senate. And I believe there were two votes against the final budget in the House. No one voted against it in the Senate. So obviously there's very strong consensus. And the next step will be the governor undertaking what consists of a pretty exhaustive review, Rick, of the budget document that will be sent to her.
That's Massachusetts State Senate Minority Leader Bruce Tarr. Paul Layton of the Salem News reports that flooding caused by a broken pipe has forced the cancellation of Tuesday's summer classes at Beverly Middle School. Commissioner of Public Services Mike Collins said custodians discovered the flooding Monday morning. He said the pipe burst happened on the top floor of the four-story building, sending water all the way down to the first floor. Collins said the pipe could have broken on Friday, meaning the flooding took place all weekend. He said there was water damage to ceiling tiles and wooden cabinets, but the full extent of the damage has not yet been determined. The flooding was limited to one wing of the school. The Cape Ann Museum in Gloucester is featuring some very special exhibits this summer, and according to the museum's curator, Martha Oakes, the Stuart Davis exhibition is continuing from now through Columbus Day.
Stuart Davis is a major 20th century American abstract painter. He lived from 1892 to 1964, and he visited Gloucester numerous times between 1917 and the late 1940s. And he was working from the same material that our friend FitzHenry Lane was, looking at what the working waterfront looked like between 1915 and the 1940s, what the back shore looked like, what the buildings and the boats looked like, and it's wonderful to see his interpretation of all that compared with FitzHenry Lane's from 70 years before.
That's Cape Ann Museum curator Martha Oakes. Sports next.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
This is MSO Sports, bringing voice to the North Shore. The Red Sox lost to the Mariners in Seattle last night, 6-2. The two teams will resume the series tonight in Seattle. Amesbury football coach Colin McQueen was a guest in one of our coaches' feature interviews as we spotlight the coaches. One of the things McQueen has realized is that every year brings new challenges, but this year there are signs of a system in place.
There's always the challenges that coaches are presented with, and they're unique every year. You know, you get a different batch of kids, different life experiences come up. You're dealing with all sorts of things, but in general, I think the implementation of what we're trying to do has become infinitely more easy. For an example, I just had a coach who was with me, you know, in my early days at Sanborn, and then I was lucky enough to have him come with me at the start of my career at Amesbury, and he was like my Ernie Adams. Like, this guy, we'd get in the bunker together and break down statistical tendencies from teams, and we had a really good grasp on what the other teams are trying to do based on formation, and he was a genius in that regard. And then work took him away from us because again, like, it's, we're playing small town high school football, the paycheck isn't gonna hold on to guys, and life comes up sometimes. So you end up having coaches come and go at times. But he's been gone for a while, and he's going to make an effort to come back to us this year. And he popped into the weight room the other day to just meet some of the guys and observe what was happening. And he was with us when, you know, in year one back in 2017. And he called me after, and he was like, I can't believe, like, what's happening in there. The numbers, like the efficiency, the leadership, because the thing is, we've been working at, you know, like I said at the beginning of this call, you got to have a plan. And when you have a plan that you feel is the right plan and you can stick to it and you keep doing the same things again and again and again, you're going to get better at them.
Amesbury football coach Colin McQueen. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thank you for joining us today on North Shore Today.
We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire. We'll be right back.